You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Are you someone who enjoys a schedule? Are you obsessed with that new planner of yours? Do you love the feeling at the end of the day when your to-do list is checked off? Maybe you're ready to get super focused in your home and work life. Well, my friends, I have just the gift for you. I've created some business, mindset, and organizational tools that are available for you today. Simply visit thehappyworkaholic.com and sign up to receive my weekly newsletter. Once you confirm your email, those tools are sent your way, as well as a link for you to join my exclusive Facebook group, The Happy Workaholic Network. This is a community for women who want it all and deserve it all. It's a place for you to meet others just like you to share what you have going on in your everyday life. New business, new baby, new recipes, new workouts, and so much more. It's all allowed because, as I always say, sharing is caring. The Happy Workaholic Network is also the home for the conversations to continue after each episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. If this sounds like something that you want to become a part of, then join us today. I cannot wait to see you in the group. And don't forget to tag me on Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic when using your tool so I can share your work on my stories. Today's episode is brought to you by Your Podcast Production. Have you been wanting to launch your own podcast but not sure where to begin? Is time the only thing holding you back? Maybe you're already recording but need somebody to guide you through the production process. Do you have a message that needs to be heard? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I have just the program for you. Your Podcast Production designs, coaches, produces, and aligns you and your brand to have a successful, enjoyable, and profitable podcast. After launching my own show, I had so many women reach out to me and ask me how I did it. So what did I do? I created something I wish existed. There are many ways to create and launch a podcast, and you want to make sure you do it right from the very beginning. I believe that keeping it simple, organized, and original is the most effective and efficient way to go. Are you ready to start the process? Are you ready to learn more? Visit yourpodcastproduction.com today. Hey guys, happy Friday. I originally planned on doing a different show today, and something happened in the middle of the night which triggered me to get into the notes section of my phone and take all these notes, and then I put them on my notebook, and here I am sharing what I know best with you guys. And that's the whole point of this show, sharing my experience, sharing my thoughts, my wisdom, whatever the case may be, whatever you want to call it. So I wanted to share something that happened to me last night. So not sure if you follow me on social media, but you can find me at The Happy Workaholic, and I've been posting my obsession with Schitt's Creek. So every night I go to sleep watching Schitt's Creek. So last night I had a couple glasses of wine. I put my Schitt's Creek on and I probably fell asleep like around 11 something. And then you know, when you get to that point where you're just completely passed out and then something startles you, well, my phone was ringing and it was almost midnight and it scared the hell out of me. And it was one of my best friends, and she was in the hospital. And without giving you all the details, it was like a legit emergency. There was surgery involved. Thank God I found out today she doesn't have to get surgery. But I wanted to kind of share with you what to do in the case of trauma and how I go into like survival mode. And I thought that this would be a good topic to share just because of my history from being sick for years and being in the emergency room and getting chemo treatments and all that fun stuff. Like, I just always had to be prepared. So my mind, of course, was racing when, as soon as I got this call, I like jumped out of bed, and she's not in San Diego. So it would have been a while for me, like hours for me to get, you know, on a flight and get there. And thank God, like, she's with the family. And, I don't know, it was just crazy. Like, I literally just jumped out of bed and like, I just was thinking the worst thoughts, which automatically like your brain goes to, and that's like not the safest situation because then you're going to go crazy and you want to keep things positive. But when you get one of those calls in the middle of the night that just honestly like scares the shit out of you, you just like start thinking the worst. So I'm here to share some positive things that you can do in case of an emergency, some trauma that happens with your family or your friends, and just something to keep in the back of your mind to be prepared. In the case that someone in your family is sick, I always had a chemo bag packed and ready to go, a hospital bag packed and ready to go. Just like a new mom is ready to go give birth at a hospital, she has her hospital bag ready to go. Well, I did the same thing. I had like a certain blanket, certain snacks, and things that I knew I would need with me every time I did my chemo. So I had my blanket, my headphones, my journal, all my snacks, all my drinks. Sometimes I wanted everything cold. Sometimes I wanted everything hot. So I was always prepared. So in the case when something like this happens, and even like if it's a weather emergency, I know like at Costco and some stores, they sell these kits that, you know, God forbid you're in an earthquake or a hurricane and something crazy happens, weather related, you are able to pull out this kit and survive. And I feel like you just go into survival mode when something traumatic like this happens. So I just wanted to share, like I said, some of the things that I do. In the case that you are sick or someone in your family or one of your friends is sick, what you really want to make sure that they have done is have an emergency contact in their phone, have a list of their meds in their phone, a list of their doctors in their phone. And you also want to have this, and obviously like have you in the phone if you're their, you know, in case of an emergency contact, you can hit the iPhone 3 times in a row and it will call them automatically in case of an emergency. And I literally just found that out like 2 years ago. And what you want to do is also make sure this person, or if you're a caregiver or if you're taking care of somebody, that you have all of these things written down and they have all of these things written down on them. So in case of an emergency, if somebody can't access their phone, if their phone is locked, they'll go through their purse and they'll find, well, man bag purse, if it's a male or female, they'll find this information. And I was on a lot of medications for years, over 12. So at one point, I think I was on 18. And that's a lot of drugs. And if something were to happen and I were to get rushed to the hospital, they wouldn't know that I had a metal port until they pulled down my shirt. They wouldn't know that I was on all these meds unless I was there. And what if I couldn't speak and somebody wasn't with me and my phone was locked? So this is why I'm sharing this, because I have a lot of experience in this department. And I feel like I mean, I've done so many shows about how to be organized with your health. I feel like this is, you know, the perfect scenario where, you know, if something happens and you get that crazy call in the middle of the night and you need to go into survival mode, these things should be done. And you should just always make sure that you're prepared, especially when it comes to medications. And if somebody is sick, and this is like my expertise in my area, because I was for so long. So like I said, you always want to have your contacts, your meds, your doctors somewhere digital and somewhere written down so that it's easily accessible if you're not able to speak and nobody else is with you that can help you. If you have a family and you have children, you always want to have something in place. Like, obviously, you need a will and you need to do all of that legally. But in case of an emergency, when your children are in school and somebody needs to go pick them up, I've actually had to go pick up my friend's children a couple times, and you have fingerprints and you have to bring your license and you have to like basically bring your social security card, like make sure that you are okay to take their children from their school. So you want to have things set up where, you know, if you're running late, not even just for an emergency, like if it's pouring rain, you're running late and the daycare is going to close, like you need to call that person on the list to make sure that they can go pick up your kid so that there's no problem. So it's all about organization. It's all about just like, you know, in business, you want to set yourself up for success. Well, you want to set yourself up to, you know, be in a positive place when it comes to survival mode or when it comes to an emergency situation. So when it comes to children, you want to make sure that you have a plan, that you always know that somebody's there to rely on, you have a couple people as backup, and you're just prepared. And you want to make sure that, you know, if somebody is sick in your family, you do have kind of a group text situation that could happen. Somebody that's in charge of the update. So if somebody is in charge of, you know, the healthcare proxy of this patient that's in your family, you want to make sure that they are the ones that are the liaison between the doctor and the patient. There's only one person speaking to them so that there's no confusion. That person needs to be in charge of texting the rest of their friends and family. There's nothing worse than being the patient and having your phone be blown up, because obviously everybody's worried about you and something has, you know, happened, but you can't answer your phone when you have IVs or somebody's trying to get an IV in you. When I was in the hospital for 9 days a couple of years ago, with my NMO that I no longer have, I had 14 or 15, I think it was 14 IVs that never worked. And it was so frustrating. And I remember like everybody was checking up on me, all my friends, and I just like couldn't reach my phone. And my friend was helping me text people, because I just, you don't have it in you. Like when there's an emergency and you're sick, like you just can't. So I made sure that, you know, I did a couple calls and texts for my friend, and then I was in touch with her mom, and I really didn't want to bother her, but I wanted to make sure that she was safe and that she was okay, and that, you know, everything was lined up, like she was good. So you want to just make sure that things are scheduled ahead of time and just always be prepared for some crazy situation. As far as staying positive and, you know, feeling good when something like this happens, whether it's traumatic, horrific, health related, you know, car accident. I really don't like talking about these. They're just like so negative, but I really just want to prepare you, because I've been in situations where I wasn't prepared and I've been through it all. So I feel like I should, since this happened to me last night, share what I know so that you guys can be organized and ready if for some reason, God forbid, something happens in your family or with your friends. So this is really why I wanted to share this, because it was just like really weighing on me. And I'm like, I feel like I just need to share like what I know. And I'm just honestly right going over the list that I took from my notes section in my phone and put it in my notebook. And in order to stay calm, I know a lot of people, when you have, you know, to shock your system, somebody will give you a Coca-Cola or Pepsi, because it helps with the sugar does something to your system and it just shocks it. And so that it helps with the migraine, it helps with the shock and all of those factors. I'm not exactly sure how, but I know that the sugar is something that is able to shock your system, obviously, and make you feel a little bit better. I know that after some car accidents, that the first thing the nurses did was give me a Coke, a can of Coke, which I was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, why are you giving me a soda? And they're like, it's going to help you. And I was like, okay. So something else that's not full of sugar is essential oils and meditation and prayer, and something that's just really going to keep you focused and calm, and maybe some breath work, which I just started doing. This is going to keep you calm so you can handle the stressful situation. Nothing like this is, you can never be so prepared. These are just steps that I'm sharing that I have personally done that have really helped in these types of situations. And I've always had my lavender essential oil. CBD oil is really good. You can just put some drops under your tongue and it will help with anxiety. It will help with like your heart racing a mile a minute and like the stress and the anxiety of like these kinds of situations that happen. And then obviously if you have like a snack bag, depending on, you know, if you're late picking up your children from school, or you have to obviously, like, parents are so busy now with their kids, like with all these activities and school and sports and all that. So having little snack bags in your car, obviously, if it's not too cold or too hot, like temperature wise, depending on the snack, you just always want to have like a bag ready to go. I used to have these done for different homes when I was a personal assistant and when I worked on yachts and planes. Like, you always want to have bags ready for the vehicles, for the aircraft, for the boat. And I know that's like in the luxury travel industry, but like still in real life, you should have little snack bags ready to go. There's nothing worse than a screaming child in your car in pouring rain, right? So be prepared and have some snacks, maybe some nuts and chips and things that like won't go stale or won't matter whether it's hot or cold in the vehicle or the temperature outside. But just being prepared, just being organized, and just making sure that if something were to ever happen, like, you always in the back of your mind know where to go, know what to do, know what to use, know who to call, and just really be prepared and organized. It will really help in the long run in a situation like this. It will definitely help with the stress and anxiety of it. And if you need any other help in regards to organization or some more tips and tricks, like, please feel free to reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram. Like I said, you can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to give you some help, because I've been there, I've done it, and I feel like my job now is to share what I know. And that's the joy of having a podcast. It gives me that platform to in order to do so. Not a lot of people think of these things. And being somebody that's already gone through it quite a number of times, I'm here to tell you that it's time to get organized and just be prepared for worst case scenario. And, you know, without getting negative or sad or anything, it's really important that these things are done. So just like you new moms that, you know, are ready to go have a baby and you have your hospital bag, anybody that's sick should have a bag too. Anybody that has kids should have a bag too. And you just fill it with, you know, accordingly what you're going to need for certain situations, just to keep you, you know, living your everyday life stress-free, and, you know, you'll have a lot more time on your hands, a lot more things that you don't have to stress out about now because you're organized. So I just wanted to share thoughts on, you know, trauma and stress and going into survival mode. And also, one last thing is, this past week I watched the movie Heal on Netflix, and so many people are talking about it online, and a lot of people have been messaging me asking me if I've seen it, only because I had a chronic illness for years. And finally, and I knew I needed to be in the right mindset to watch something like this. I need to watch it again. This is how good it is. It's just under 2 hours, and it's all about how people are actually getting sick, like where these chronic illnesses and autoimmune diseases and cancer and like what's causing it and like the root problem, and then how to heal. You know, I see a therapist and I do meditation and I do breath work and I like try to eat healthy and work out. But let me tell you, that is not enough when it's time to heal. There are a lot of things you need to do, and especially with withdrawing from medication, like the things I learned. And then, of course, I went and followed like everybody on Instagram, all the doctors involved. I started Googling them. I was reading all of their, all of their articles that they have online. And, you know, something that I've been really open about and vocal is how many pills I was on, like all my medications I was on. I was withdrawing, well, I stopped 12 medications a couple months ago, and I did it in probably like 2.5 weeks, not even 3 weeks, and that wasn't the smartest. And I can feel all of these withdrawal symptoms now. And that's when I started celery juice because I knew it would help release the toxins and help my liver. And what I read the other night was this woman that was on one of the medications I'm on is still getting weaned off this pill. Excuse me. 17 months later it was, and I did it in weeks. So that clearly says, I mean, all of the doctors told me, like, you have to, you know, come off these pills. But in my mind, and I'm stubborn, I just, you know, I knew it was going to shock my system. If you just really can't stop cold turkey, but in a way I kind of did. And now I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the migraines. I'm feeling the, you know, not being able to sleep again. I am like filled with anxiety more. Like on a Facebook Live the other day, I was like a nervous wreck, like for no reason. I was talking about podcasting, something that I love, and like updating LinkedIn profiles. And it was just like watching it back. I was just, you know, my heart was racing a mile a minute. I was out of breath, and that's just anxiety. And I have all these symptoms because I didn't do it so slow, like as slow as I should have. But in my mind, I just wanted the shit out of my system. I was on all these pills for no reason, and those pills are what made me sick and made me in such a worse place than I could have ever been in. Chemo on top of it. So I just wanted to stop. And I felt like, what is the point if, you know, I'm taking two pills that I take one pill, I'm still taking this drug. Like it was just time to stop. And that probably wasn't this, I mean, I know it wasn't the smartest to do it so quickly because now I'm feeling the effects and those aren't fun, but I'm just trying to stay as positive as I can. And like I said, I'm focusing on more meditation, more getting outside, getting vitamin D, going for my walks by the beach, and just trying not to sink back into this depression and anxiety-filled life because it sucks. And so the whole point of me sharing that is you need to watch this movie, Heal. It's so inspiring. It's so educational. I learned so much from this movie. I just want to watch it again. Deepak Chopra is in it and like so many other doctors. And they have these insane stories of what happened to them personally, which is why they're specific doctors now, why they're helping other patients. And it's literally mesmerizing. Like I could not even, I was in tears. I couldn't stop crying. I was like, I can't even believe this movie. So long story short, I messaged the director and producer. So hopefully they're going to be on the show because I really think it's important to share more of this movie with you guys. So if you haven't seen it yet, please go watch it. It's on Netflix. It's called Heal. It's like literally the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And even if you've never been sick, and you don't know anybody that's sick, it's definitely an eye-opener, and it's, like, the most educational thing I've ever watched online. No joke. So, wrapping up, that is all I have for you guys today. I will be, I can't talk. I will be back on Wednesday with a brand new guest for the I Chose This Life series. And if you have a moment, please screenshot this, share it with your friends on Facebook and Instagram. You can tag me at The Happy Workaholic. I would truly appreciate it. If you have time, leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this show, what you think about certain topics that you'd like me to cover in future shows. I'd love to hear it. It really helps me create more of the content that you guys are going to love. So if you have 2 minutes, head to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, write that review. I'd really appreciate it. And I hope that you guys have a wonderful weekend. I am a busy bee. It's a brand new month. It's my favorite month, March. St. Patty's Day is just around the corner. So that's all I have. So I hope you guys have a great day, a wonderful weekend, whatever the day brings you. I hope it's positive, happy, healthy, and productive. Talk to you guys later. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters, and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.